Good morning, a Wednesday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, let's start here. U.S. Attorney General William Barr pledged to release a redacted version of Robert Mueller's full report, quote, within a week, but refused to say whether anyone in the White House had gotten a heads up on the special counsel's confidential findings.
It sure looks like they have, David. There was a lot of hemming and hawing going on. But the fact is that this is not the same guy who was standing up in front of the United States Senate and sounding ultimately reasonable. Quite the contrary. He refused to answer questions. He was obfuscating like crazy. It's what we all thought was going to happen. He had written basically a job application for attorney general. Had been attorney general once before. He knew full well what he was saying and what he couldn't say. The last thing he wanted to do yesterday was to lie before Congress. So obfuscation was the word. I'm not going to say anything else about the report. I'm not going to say anything else about the report. But in fact, he indicated there would be four color-coded sets of redactions, including the grand jury, harm to another person, you name them, and there they were. So he's about to hand this over, and there will be hell to pay because there's going to be so many redactions, your eyes will blink.
As a result, do you think we'll learn anything? Will anything come as a result of this release?
I think what'll come is a subpoena from Representative Nadler asking for the full unredacted report. And knowing that that was coming, the AG said that certain committee chairmen could be briefed on the whole report, but just the committee chairman. We'll see whether that actually happens. But I think that was his fallback position because he knows there's going to be an awful lot of problems when he sends that report over, and that will be done next week. I don't think anybody has any hope that anything that might compromise the president is not going to have a line through it.
Bernie Sanders, now a millionaire, says the New York Times. He's pledged to release his tax returns by Monday. He says, I wrote a best-selling book. If you write a best-selling book, you can be a millionaire too.
That's what he said, David. You know, I'm a great socialist. I believe in, you know, the equal distribution of the resources. But you want to be a millionaire, just go write a book. Now, it's not the Bernie that I voted for, and I did. It's not the Bernie that I had faith in, and I certainly did. It is a new sort of greedier model of Bernie. He now says that all of his tax returns will be released, and obviously he's a leader. As you know, Joe Biden is still leading the pack in all the polling. He's second, and the Bernieites will be lining up to vote for the guy. The best thing he can do now is to come clean, issue those 10 years of tax returns, and get it over with. The fact that he hasn't done that up to now has done nothing but call attention to the situation.
You spoke with Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York yesterday, Alan.
I did.
Been making news, and particularly on the issue of the fact that New York is going after the president's state returns, tax returns, that is. And the governor says, why not say any elected official or any person who runs for office in the state of New York, your tax return will be released, period.
You know, David, there is a war going on between the Senate Democrats and Cuomo. He's leaving no stone unturned to try to embarrass them. And yesterday on the program, he made it quite clear, yes, the president ought to come clean, but so, he said, should all of the people who were asking the president to come clean and submit their tax returns. I was startled by it, to be honest with you, because it has not been the locus of this debate as to whether Trump should come clean with his tax returns. He wants the people in the Senate and the Democrats to release theirs. Frankly, I think it's not a bad idea. On the other hand, I think the main thing now is getting the president to do it. And I think New York State, by releasing the president's tax returns, will give you a pretty good idea of what's going on with his federal taxes. I'm all for it.
Well, after we witnessed a measles outbreak and subsequent emergency in Rockland County, now parts of Brooklyn, Alan, the Orthodox community there have been hit, and the city has declared a measles emergency in those places. The governor said yesterday that it's legally questionable whether you can force people to get vaccinated.
Well, that's right, David. At least one judge has already said so. On the other hand, measles can be a very devastating disease and can spread like wildfire. I think the state authorities are quite correct in saying everybody has to be vaccinated. On the other hand, you know, I've met some of these people around who are just really devoted to the fact that vaccinations can cause autism and other things, all of which has been disproven, by the way. But you're not going to tell them that.
Interesting story in the Times, and the headline, "Comedy is protest until government finds out. In an era of rising authoritarianism, the threat to comedians in countries like Venezuela without a tradition of freedom of speech can be severe." There's actually a Netflix documentary on comedians who face death in many parts of the world.
Well, you know, this country has its problems, that's for sure. But the authoritarian parts of the world where death or stoning or death if you tell a joke or if you sing a song, those make what we have here to be exemplary. After all, you see some of the people criticizing the President of the United States. You know how long they'd last in Saudi Arabia? I mean, this is the crux of what this is all about. And as Trump leans totalitarian and admires some of these very dictators, it's very, very strange.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks as always, Alan.
And thank you, David. You know, by the time we get to Wednesday and you're up at 2 o'clock in the morning, God, I don't know how you do it.
It's Wednesday?